NBC News has learned the CIA is in the initial phase of a wide-ranging cyber retaliation designed to be both clandestine and embarrassing. Sources with direct knowledge of the operation tell us the target, the Kremlin leadership, particularly Vladimir Putin. If ordered by the White House, the CIA could manipulate things as specific as the banking accounts and personal phones of the Kremlin leadership.
There's a great deal of offshore money that has moved out of Russia through the hands of oligarchs. It would be extremely embarrassing if that were revealed, and doing so would be a way to have a proportional response to what we have seen.
The covert operation, the sources tell NBC News, is being run by a super-secret group inside the CIA. Top-secret documents indicate they have a staff of hundreds and a budget in the hundreds of millions. The covert operation is designed to send Russia a signal to back off. How does it work? U.S. cyber operatives have long been active inside Russia itself, trying to unlock the cyber doors the Russians work hard to secure, feeding information back to CIA headquarters at Langley. Inside Langley, CIA super hackers use that information to direct drones and specialized low-flying satellites over Russia, and even submarines positioned off the Russian coasts. A former senior intelligence official tells NBC News he believes the U.S. response to the Russian hack should be overt for everybody to see, and that it should include a persuasion campaign designed to inform the Russian people about Putin.
If you publicly accuse someone and don't follow it up with a response action, that may weaken the credible threat of your response capability.
Sean Canuck was, until this spring, the senior U.S. intelligence official responsible for analyzing Russian cyber capabilities.
You're seeing it play out between two longtime chess players in this field. We've seen it in past decades in the nuclear era, and now we're seeing it in the cyber era.
Unless we stand up to this kind of cyber attack from Russia, we'll only see more and more of it in the future.
But tonight, while the CIA continues to lay the technical groundwork, we're being told that there are deep divisions at the top of the Obama administration about whether to proceed, and there are other options being considered. This mission cannot go forward without an order from the president.